Faith Hill, 98Q, coming up on 8:45, and on a Tuesday, that can only mean one thing. It's time to learn a bit about our finances, and maybe hear some info we already know, but always with a splash of, how does it apply to me? That's right, it's time to talk to Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Gray. How are you?
Doing great today. It is a sticky one out there, but thankfully the AC is keeping up here at the Aspirus Health Studios. Hopefully you guys are able to keep cool down there today.
Yeah, we are. We are. Absolutely. It is a hot one out there, no doubt.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping cool, but I know you've got some cool info for us. What's up in the world of finance today?
Yeah, so today I want to talk, Gray, about a mid-year tax checkup, you know, and how that may help manage unwanted tax consequences now that really today or tomorrow, or we're right in the middle of 2026, which is hard to believe, but how that mid-year tax checkup can certainly help those with those unwanted tax consequences at the end of the year.
It's one of those mathematical things, Matt. We can't deny it. We can't fight it. It is the end of the sixth month. It's not necessarily the halfway point of the year, but it's the halfway point of the year. And what better excuse to review things like where the money's at? What have you got for us?
Yeah, so, you know, with the tax season a distant memory and summer already here, you have probably stopped thinking about taxes and are busy planning your next vacation. However, know that mid-year is also a good time for a tax checkup. With time left before 2026 ends, you still have a window to identify and address any tax issues or execute any planning opportunities that can affect your tax liability. So a couple steps that I want to talk about today, Gray. The first is of course, getting organized. The first step for an effective tax checkup is to ensure all your financial records are in order. Gather documents related to your income, investments, retirement distributions, charitable contributions, medical expenses, and other financial activity during the first half of the year. And of course, maintaining comprehensive records can help you prepare an accurate tax return and support any deductions, credits, and other tax benefits. So with a lot of things in finance and really just in life in general, the first step is certainly getting organized and collecting those documents. On top of that, you should also review your personal information. If you have moved, update your current address with the IRS. If your name changed, provide that new information to the Social Security Administration, because a mismatched tax filing and Social Security record may delay your tax return. And if you have a online IRS account, be sure to update any changes there as well. So again, getting organized is that first step.
You know, Matt, I was thinking of you this morning when that date kind of hit, and I was thinking of the halfway through thing. For a lot of us, this day might have snuck up on us a little bit, but you know who came to mind? There's people out there thinking, ha, I report my income quarterly. I've been ready for this day for weeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The next step is review your paycheck and other income, of course. You may want to evaluate the amount of federal income tax you are having withheld. For example, if you owed income tax for the prior tax year, your withholding may be too low. You may want to rectify this by increasing your withholding on a Form W-4 and submitting the form to your employer. And know that if you own a business or are a freelancer or gig worker, you may benefit from reviewing income and expenses now rather than at the end of the year. Gathering, organizing, and maintaining these additional income records throughout the year is much easier than reconstructing them at the end of the year. And certainly I've been guilty of that in the past. Keeping track of things mid-year versus doing it all at the end of the year can save you headaches at the end of the year as well. Next step is assess your retirement contributions and distributions. A mid-year tax checkup may be an opportunity to determine if you need to modify your retirement plan contributions based on a change in your financial situation. For example, a salary increase or life change, such as turning age 50. If you are earning more income, you may wish to increase your contribution to your company's retirement plan. And if you turn 50 at the beginning of the calendar year, consider taking advantage of catch-up contributions that allow you to save more beyond the standard limits of your retirement account. Either way, increasing these contributions mid-year may help reduce your tax liability at the end of the year. And if you are approaching retirement or have retired during the year, you may want to assess any distributions from retirement accounts to ensure they are reported correctly and sufficient tax is being withheld. A mid-year review gives you time to make any necessary adjustments to possibly lower your tax burden. And something kind of in regards to the same topic, Gray, is with health insurance. You know, that's very much income tested now in the health insurance marketplace. If you're under 65 and possibly retired in the middle of the year, having that mid-year checkup to check in is certainly very crucial to make sure that you're able to qualify for the premium tax credits. And then, of course, the next step is examining investment income. And halfway through the year is a practical time to evaluate anticipated capital gains distributions, dividends, and interest income from your investment accounts. Analyzing these transactions allows you to estimate your annual investment income before the end of the year and implement strategies to potentially offset gains, like using tax loss harvesting. This proactive planning can help manage your overall tax liability and may prevent unexpected year-end distributions from pushing you into a higher tax bracket. And then lastly, Gray, evaluate any life changes for tax benefits. A mid-year tax checkup may also be a good time to adjust your financial strategy by considering any tax credits or deductions that you may be eligible for after major life events, such as a marriage, divorce, a new child, a change in job or income, retirement, or a home purchase. With several months left in the year, you have time to recalculate your withholding and take advantage of tax benefits. A review also gives you time to gather all related documentation and discuss how to take advantage of tax planning opportunities.
Well, excellent. That's, like I said, Matt, there's so many questions that come down to, well, so many different variables and the unique situations we're in, which is why that one that always ties it back is, hey, what does this mean for me? And, you know, we have these conversations on a Tuesday. We learn a lot, but it can be tough sometimes to tell, even with all the awesome info that you give us. It's like, hey, is this still the thing that I need to be focusing on right now? Which means, Matt, it's time to give you guys a call at Pioneer Financial Consultants. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
And we can find you on Facebook, too, where you guys will be posting this exact conversation before I manage to get it on our own website. Matt's faster, guys. If you're looking to hear this conversation back, you better have Pioneer Financial Consultants on Facebook, because Matt just takes it and he puts it right online. I might get distracted. Matt, thank you so much for helping people out with their finances. I look forward to you guys assisting more from Pioneer Financial Consultants and to talking to you again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you, Gray, and continue to stay cool.
You too, Matt. Take care. That's Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them involved with the community, and you can find them here on 98Q Country every Tuesday morning at 8:45. But we're getting close to the 9 o'clock mark. We need to tell you who keeps the lights on around here and give you a little bit more country music. How about Montgomery Gentry? Up next on 98Q after this.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and/or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.